William Morrow and Harper Audio present After Anne, a novel of Lucy Maud Montgomery's life by Logan Steiner, performed by Tavia Gilbert. For David, who never stopped believing. Prologue. Toronto, Ontario, April 1942. Stuart turned onto his mother's street and instinctively slowed the car. He clutched the wheel. Swallowing hard, he fought against a scream pushing up through his throat. He kept thinking about the patient he should have been visiting that afternoon. She was young, younger than Stuart, and far too young to be in the business of having babies. Usually, the young mothers healed quickly, but not this one. He still couldn't figure out why. She had a long nose, crooked in the middle, and feminine eyes he worried could see all the way through him. Would the doctor filling in for Stuart arrive at the woman's house on time? Would he have the medicine he needed? He would be missing Stuart's careful notes. The woman's family had filled her bedroom with flowers. There must have been 5 vases of them, all in shades of yellow. They reminded Stuart of childhood summers during the good years, with the house full of vases of flowers cut from his mother's garden. When he pictured his mother hard at work in her garden, pulling out vegetables and holding them up with a smile so big her teeth showed, his scream became harder to stifle. He shook his head. The urge to scream struck him as odd at a time like this. The car seemed to park itself. It occurred to Stuart that he might have tried crashing it into the curb. When else in his life would he be forgiven for such a lack of discipline? He waited after parking, looking down to where his hands gripped the wheel. "You have your mother's hands," people said. His chin fell to his chest, and then the tears came. His mother. His mother, the great author. His mother, the beloved orator. His mother, who made a fan of the Prime Minister of England, who turned a no-name island into a world-famous tourist attraction, his fervent coach and forever critic. How could such a life be gone from the world on a day so bright and ordinary, with the newly laid pavement gleaming in the sun and the wind blowing a stray piece of newspaper down the road? But here was Dr. Lane, with his knuckles rapping on the car window, his voice muted by the glass. "Dr. McDonald! Dr. Stuart!" Dr. Lane must have also gotten a call from his mother's maid, Anita. Before Stuart could respond, his hands had moved, one to the door handle and the other taking the keys. Then he and Dr. Lane slipped past the front hedges, which looked no less alive than they had the week before, in what struck Stuart as frank disrespect to the matron of the house. He pictured them as they should have looked, their top branches drooping in grief. His mother would have liked the image. Dr. Lane handled the front door, and Stuart followed him up the staircase. Stuart felt different when he reached the top of the stairs. Relieved. The bedroom door was closed. It would have been. His mother kept it that way. His brother Chester was always barging in without asking, but Chester was not there to supply his usual dose of chaos. He must not have heard the news. And their father, fully caught up in his own inner world for years now, was surely keeping to his spaces in the house. Left to his own devices, how long would it have taken his father to open the bedroom door? And if he had, how much would he have understood? It never occurred to Stuart that Dr. Lane might open the bedroom door, until he did. Stuart stayed with Dr. Lane's stride on entering. He made the only choice he decided that he had, to treat this as he would any difficult day on the job. Stuart was a medical professional. His mother had made sure of that.
"Why don't you take care of things on the bedside table, Dr. McDonald?"
Dr. Lane said, motioning toward it.
"I'll take care of your mother."
The table was small. This could be simple. His eyes went first to the bottles of pills. He wondered why they made them all the same color, so hard to tell apart. Stuart's heartbeat had felt too high in his chest, and now it hopped up even.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?